Alti, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland.
Welcome to today's Alti interview, which is about Nordic property markets. These markets are a potential element of diversification for the European investor. We speak with Jaakko Lehtonen from United Bankers in Helsinki in Finland. He is the portfolio manager of the UB Nordic Property Fund that invests in commercial real estate in the Nordic regions, which is Denmark, Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Jaakko has been working with real estate for more than 16 years. My name is Christian Salo, and I'm happy to welcome Jaakko Lehtonen in the virtual studio. How are you?
Hey, Christian. Thank you. I'm very good, very good. I actually got my first COVID vaccination last week, and I'm sort of ready to meet the world again.
Okay, cool. How do you feel? It's okay? Not hurting?
No complications whatsoever. It was very nicely done and everything went well. And thank you for having me as a guest.
Wonderful. Before we start, please tell us something about yourself.
I'm closing middle age, I guess, with age of 44 years. I have a master's degree in engineering, and I've been in real estate business for the whole of my career, almost 17 years now. During the time I've done asset management, leasing, maintenance, commercial real estate development, property transactions, and now in my current job, quite holistically built the fund management business with this UB Nordic Property Fund, where I'm the portfolio manager, like you said. That means besides the portfolio management, helping our organization on the sales side, that is fundraising, marketing materials, sorting out all regulatory issues together with our UB team, United Bankers UB team, etc. Everything that is related to the fund management business, we don't have a large organization on the real estate side.
So what is so special about the Nordic regions and why to invest into real estate there?
About the Nordic real estate business, it's a very good question, Christian, as I've understood that your listeners mostly come from countries in the continental Europe, and I assume they are more familiar with, let's say, the German market, but probably not the Nordic one. Jauri Häkkä, who you had as a guest a couple of weeks back, gave Correct. An introduction to the Nordics in general. I would recommend the listeners to go back.
We put it in the show notes. We link
okay,
it.
Good. Just as a reminder, the four Nordic countries, Sweden, Finland, Norway, and Denmark as a whole, have combined GDP that would be the 11th amongst the countries in the world. And the economies have recovered quite nicely from the corona also. Another thing I want to highlight here would be the speed of population growth in the Nordic capitals and the larger cities. According to the Catella study, 5 out of 10 cities with the highest predicted population growth in Europe are located actually in the Nordics. This is, of course, a very positive thing when considering investing in real estate in the area. But to be perhaps more concrete, I guess the most interesting difference are the yields, or more precisely, risk-adjusted returns. If we look at prime office and compare the initial yields, let's say in Frankfurt or in München, to the Nordic capitals, the data shows 50 to 100 basis points yield gap in favor of the Nordics. And if we simply accept volatility of the capital values as an indicator of risk, according to a study, Copenhagen and Helsinki, for example, are performing even better than their German counterparties. In logistics, the differences are at least that of the office segment, and in high street retail, it can be double. As a Nordic investor, I'm, of course, slightly biased towards my own turf, to be honest. Everybody is. But from the risk perspective, I do think that we don't differ as much as the yield gap would indicate. There are many parameters that we must consider when analyzing an investment opportunity. But all in all, in my opinion, Nordic countries with their stable political, economical, and sociological environment present quite an interesting value proposition.
Sounds interesting. So please tell us a little bit more about the fund that you are managing. What are the key factors, actually?
Yes, the UB Nordic Property Fund is a European AIFMD regulated fund based in Finland. We have notified our fund in the Nordic countries and in Germany, which means that we can market the fund in these countries, but actually for professional investors only, the exception being Finland, where we are allowed to take in non-professional investors too. As there can be listeners to this podcast to whom we are not allowed to market the fund, I would like to encourage these listeners to browse our website, unitedbankers.com, for detailed information. I believe there will be a link on the ALT website as well.
Absolutely. That's a good advice that solves all the compliance issues that we could run into. So we put a link to your website on the show notes.
But on a more general level, I believe I can speak. Our fund began investing 5 years ago to commercial properties in the Nordics. We are an open-ended fund and have grown pretty steadily to the current size of 212 million in assets under management. Our property portfolio is currently a bit shy of 400 million euro in size. We're a mainly core plus investor, which means we prefer properties with stable rental cash flow from good tenants. When I say mainly, I mean that the bulk of our portfolio is what you could identify as a typical core plus properties. But we do take a bit more risk from time to time and invest in something more value add. According to the fund rules and actually the law, we can have up to 20% of the fund's assets in real estate development. But yeah, this is probably what I'm allowed to say without getting a call from our compliance detail after that.
Okay.
So yeah, visit the website if you're interested.
Yeah, I still want to dig a little deeper. What drives your investment process, actually? I mean, let's talk about the strategy. What makes it so outstanding, what you're doing?
Sure. Well, as our fund is open-ended, which means it doesn't have a set exit date, it's an evergreen fund, our main focus is on secure rental income and second on the residual value of each property. The fund is, of course, compared to its continental or global comparables, a small one and has grown steadily with a roughly 10 million euro increase per quarter. This means that we have been able to operate kind of size-wise in a lower scale than the larger closed-end funds. Also, our relatively slow growth, this 10 million per quarter during these 5 years of existence, has allowed us to cherry-pick the properties that actually fit into our portfolio. We haven't had a pressure on making transactions, rather the opposite. Cash has been a scarcity for us, which has allowed us to invest in the ones we really believe in. Another thing that is probably worth mentioning is that despite our mandate covers all commercial properties, that is excluding residential, we have under the last 3 years been heavily focused on logistics, warehouses, production, i.e. the industrial segment. 3 years ago, in 2018, we had 45% weight in offices, 30% in industrial, and 25% in retail. And now it's 52% in industrial, 36% in offices, and only 9% in retail. In hindsight, this change in focus has been a really good one, especially now because of the pandemic.
So actually, that means you have the capabilities of a more or less active approach.
Exactly, exactly. We can certainly be sort of opportunistic. We browse through what the brokers have to sell. We go off market, and that's where we are very active in the sourcing side. And definitely, if every now and then, if we come by a nice value add property, then we can be really active on the asset management side as well.
The topic sustainability, fulfillment of ESG criteria is getting more and more important for, let's say, investors in Germany, Austria. How important are these topics for you as a portfolio manager?
Yeah, look, Christian, I think this question or the answer to it is twofold. On the other hand, there are the regulatory demands regarding the business we're in. And on the other, the demands our investors have these days regarding the ESG matters, like you mentioned. On the regulatory side, our company, United Bankers, has committed to the United Nations PRI, which stands for Principles for Responsible Investment. And we have then internal guidelines for filling that commitment. In March this year, the EU SFDR, Sustainable Finance Disclosure Regulation, came into force. And I guess the next big thing is the EU taxonomy, which should come into force beginning of next year. On the property level, there are, of course, national energy efficiency demands, certifications, and such. But perhaps what drives the development of these matters the most at the moment are the demands that arise from our investor base. The sentiment amongst the Nordic, and may I add especially the Swedish investors, is changing rapidly towards sustainability. The investors have begun to realize the impact their decisions can have on the environment. And naturally, the fund managers like myself and our company have adapted to their strategies and operations accordingly.
Can you give us a concrete example how that is affecting your investment process?
Sure. From sort of my perspective as a portfolio manager, the ESG demands are mainly not in conflict with the financial targets we aim to achieve with any particular property investment. You have to remember that a euro saved is at least as valuable as a euro earned. So when investigating what can be done to improve, for example, the energy efficiency of a property, the measures typically have quite decent payback times, which is the usual way the consultants present these to us. With today's yields, let's say a payback time of 20 years means 5% yield, if you simplify a bit. So making these improvements may actually increase the value of the property, even you know, without looking at the soft values, so to speak, which are connected, of course, which can be like how a potential tenant would value a more energy efficient building.
So it sounds like a win-win strategy in the end.
It definitely is. And this is why I think real estate owners and investors will take huge leaps in this regard in the years to come. It is simply good business.
So the last question already, Jakob. What do you expect for the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years in your business?
Yes, interesting. Yeah, on a very general level, I strongly believe that real estate is a winner in the battle between asset classes. Looking back 5 years, for example, we have seen institutional investors consistently increasing the weight of real assets in their allocations. I do believe that this trend will continue, which means a continuing demand for properties, of course, and this will drive the values up. Which property segments then the investor appetite is directed? At the moment, it's very clear to people in my business that residential, logistics, and public properties are the sure bet, if you will. Office is sort of on a wait list. Retail and hotels, still something to be avoided. But this, of course, will change in 3 to 5 years. Things will eventually normalize, and I'm referring to the pandemic, of course. I'm not saying that things will be as they were pre-COVID, because that's never the case. Change is the only constant in life, as they say, but I'm certain it's true in this case as well. It's sort of, I look at it this way, that it's my job and my peers' job to follow closely on that change and then iterate. But the fact remains that kind of the service properties provide in a very etheric meaning, it's shelter from the outside world. This will never change dramatically. Only the content of the service, i.e. what lies inside the properties, that can and will probably change. But as long as your property has a good location, you can always adapt to that change. To conclude, I see a bright future for real estate in general and investing into real estate in Nordics, definitely.
That was Jaakko Lehtonen from United Bankers in Helsinki about the Nordic property market and how to diversify. Change is the constant in life. Thank you for the interesting conversation, Jaakko.
Thank you, Christian. It was certainly a pleasure to be your guest.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com.